Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Mark Conferences and Events Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Bhatia, Managing Director and Chairman. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Amit Bhatia. I am the Managing Director and the Chairman of MAC Conferences and Events Limited. I welcome you to H1 results conference call, and I look forward to answering your queries whenever the operator opens the forum. Now, I would now start with our performance of last 6 months. I just wanted you to recall that our IPO had come on 11th of September. And from 1st of April this year till 30th of September this year, our numbers have been phenomenally good. In terms of top line, we have done about 119 crore, is our top line, which is 68% higher than the last year's number, which was around 70 crore. I repeat, we've done about 119 crore, which is 68% higher than last year H1 numbers, which was 70.91 crore. Our EBITDA has gone up by 94% from 6.5 crore last year. We have gone up to 12.62 crores this year. Our PAT has gone up by 96% from 4.34 crore last year. In H1, this year we've gone up to 8.53.26 crore. So just to summarize again, hamara top line revenue from operation 68% grow kiya hai, EBITDA 94% increase kiya hai, aur PAT hamara 96% increase kiya hai. And we would like to take this opportunity to thank our shareholders, we appreciate the trust you have given, you put in us, and you are our shareholders, and we look forward to doing well in future also. Now, during this last 6 months, I will just take you through our performance, ki humne kya kya significant cheeze kari hain. Hamara jo business hai, jo aapko pata hai, we are a MICE company, which is a company into organizing of meeting, incentive tours, conferences and exhibitions / events. To hamare jo corporate business hai, which is 99% business, उस बिजनेस के अंदर हमने कुछ मार्की इवेंट्स किए हैं, जैसे हमने इस्तांबुल का एक बैंकिंग कंपनी के लिए बिजनेस किया है, which had about 550 people traveling together, which was a business of about 13.5 crore. We've operated 850 packs for a health insurance company, which was a business of about 5.5 crore in Vietnam. Similarly, we've done huge numbers in Goa. We've done 1110 people, again a financial services company with a business of 5.5 crore. We've done a very high profile event for a general insurance company for Peru, It was just about 97 people, and the billing was about 7.15 CR. Similarly, we've done groups for cement companies. There was a huge series of about 1,400 people, which is still on, which is for a cement company. And similarly, there are a couple of other businesses which we've operated, international and domestic, for various cement companies also. We've done some business for a car company, a very high-profile conference in Bangalore. And this is just to give you details about what we've done in past 6 months. Now, coming back to another milestone event or a milestone which we've reached, we've opened our Calcutta office. We've opened. We've hired a new team under the leadership of a gentleman who has about 24 years of work experience in mice industry. Our endeavor is to open a new gateway towards the eastern part of the country, which will, of course, give us enhanced visibility, and our operational effectiveness will increase. And few of the new industry clients we have been able to tap. The process of empanelment is already done. There are some plywood companies, the wooden companies, which have empaneled us. There are some steel TMT companies which have empaneled us. There are other cement companies which have empaneled us. There is this couple of computer hardware companies which is specific to the eastern part of India, jinhone hamare ko empanel kiya hai, aur unki RFQs aane shuru ho gaye hain. Kuch businesses pipeline mein hain, kuch businesses confirm hue hain, kuch businesses humne lose bhi kiye hain. So ye detail hai. Last 6 months ka maine aapko डिटेल बताया है और नाउ द कमिंग सिक्स मंथ्स आई विल नॉट बी एबल टू मेक एनी फॉरवर्ड लुकिंग स्टेटमेंट बट व्हाट आई कैन अश्योर यू इज दैट वी आर लुकिंग एट गुड ऑर्डर बुक आर ऑर्डर बुक इज लुकिंग वेरी नाइसली प्लेस्ड. हमारा एंडेवर है कि हम पिछले साल के नंबर को ग्रो करें. एक बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट बात है विच आई वॉन्ट योर अटेंशन टू बी ब्रॉट टू विच इज दैट आर सेकेंड हाफ ऑफ द ईयर इज मच हैवियर देन द फर्स्ट हाफ. मतलब अगर हम लास्ट ईयर से कंपेयर करें तो आउट ऑफ 237 करोड़ हमने सिर्फ 70 करोड़ किया था फर्स्ट ईयर में, फर्स्ट हाफ ऑफ द ईयर में. तो बाकी का जो सारा बिजनेस था वो सेकेंड हाफ में था, और इसलिए हमारा सेकेंड हाफ ऑफ द ईयर इज मच मच स्ट्रॉन्गर देन द फर्स्ट हाफ. दी साइंस आर लुकिंग वेरी गुड. We are, our order book is looking very good. We have increased our manpower. We have, from a number of about 50-55 till 31st of March, we are currently about 79-80. We've ramped up the team. We've got new talent. And this is what we've done in the past 6 months. And the plan for the next 6 months, whatever I can tell you, मैंने आपके साथ share कर लिया. So this is it. There is if there is any other information you would like to ask me, I and Ravi from my team and Yashasvi from my team will be very glad to answer it. Over to you, my friend.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from Arvind Arora from Arnam Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are, Mr. Arora. Good evening to you.
So, good evening, sir, and congratulations for good set of numbers. It's 68% year-on-year growth. So, sir, my first question is with regards, as you mentioned, like March, H2 and H2 is not comparable with H1. So, even if I see last year reports, then also we have like, we almost crossed more than two times. So, can we expect same trajectory in the current year? Like, our H2 will be crossed more than H2 by more than two times or something like that?
Arora sahab, it will be very difficult for me to answer this question since I have to, you know, follow the guidelines. But the history says that the first half of the year is much lighter than the next half of the year. And we are not into seasonal business, but the conferencing, the MICE business is, it does phenomenally well in the second half. But numbers, I cannot state. It will be a little unfair for me to quote the numbers and the growth.
Okay, so can we get, sir, order book value also as on September 24th? Because in the presentation, we haven't find this order value.
I am not sure, Mr. Arora, that I can share the order book, but I can assure you, you have seen the growth in the past also, you know, in the previous year and the year before that. And I can make you comfortable by saying this, that, you know, the first half, we've already performed. So we would say that, you know, we are looking at a good, you know, wicket, and we would do well. And we are working very hard. There are other things which will be added at a later stage in our bouquet of services. So this is what I can state currently, Arora sahab.
Okay, sir. Thank you. So, sir, second question is with regards to, see, right now we are in B2B sector. So, you mentioned we are planning for B2C also. So, any plan or any what is status as of now, or any plan on technology spend or developing a platform or any such thing? Any guide us on that?
Mr. Arora, we have a portal which is called Book My Yatra, which is the compliance is all done. We are in a process of hiring our leadership. There is a CTO which needs to be hired. There is a full technology team which has to be hired under his leadership. There is a product side which has to be hired. So the process has started. The ball has started rolling. We are working towards the B2C vertical. We are also working towards, religious tourism, which we had wished to penetrate into. And, you would be aware that there is Kumbh Mela, which is being planned. So we wish to, do extensive B2C sales during that Kumbh. So yes, we are looking to penetrate into B2C market.
Okay, perfect. So any tentative go live date, sir, on this part?
Sorry?
Any tentative date whereby when we can plan, like
No,
we can expect
you know, the intent is not to, you know, hurry through it, because you would appreciate the fact that for 20 years or more, we know only one business, which is MICE business. So, you know, our expertise is limited to the field where we are right now. So we do not want to rush into, you know, hiring a new team and getting aggressive in terms of marketing or sales. And we do not want to burn money. We want to go slow. Currently, you know, our season or our conference season has just set in. So our hands are full. So the process has begun, but there is no set date for me to, you know, communicate to you.
Okay. Sir, my last question, with any like any fear from like recession perspective or something like that that you are encountering?
Any recession?
Yeah, recession kind of things, or you can see downtrend in your business or industry, something like that?
No. Mr. Arora, our order booking is very strong and our performance is there in front of you. So, there is no recession, nothing which we, you know, kind of have to worry about. In fact, there are two huge orders which we have already intimated the exchange, is that we have picked up a huge order of about 22 crore for about 800-900 people traveling to Switzerland. We are currently have executed a event for about 7-8 crores for an insurance company which is traveling from India to France. They have gone from India to Paris and from there to Nice, and a day excursion to Monte Carlo. So, you know, there is no sign of any recession to say that things are looking good. There is nothing to be alarmed.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned like you are planning to hire experienced people or B2C people, but whereas in B2B we are good to work, correct? Whatever we have, we don't require any new
No. You know, like I said that, you know, we've opened a new office in Calcutta. So there is, under the leadership of a new vice president, a new team has been set up. So as and when the team is, you know, getting business, more people will be recruited. Currently in the MICE business also, we are open to hiring of new talent, fresh talent. And to be very frank, after the IPO, our visibility has increased. Our hiring capabilities have increased. You know, people are more confident, you know, versus a private limited company. When you have a listed company, people are a little more, you know, comfortable in joining a listed company. So this is, we are using all the, you know, positives to our advantage. And with the funds which we have sourced in IPO, we wish to, you know, hire better talent, more people under various leaders and generate more revenue.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. And you answered all my questions. And all the best, sir, for future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ji. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a request to the participants, please use your handset mode and not the loudspeaker mode to ask a question. The next question comes from Bhavisetty Ananda Raghava from EPS Eluru. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So as I was seeing last time for the whole year, the operation margins are 15%. So currently in the first half, we only did 10% as an operation margin. Anything like to worry about or like why are operations margin like 10% for the first half? I know I have seen it 9% for the first half in the previous year. Is it how it usually was? Like the second half is heavy and like we get better margins?
You know, I don't have that number ready with me, but what I can understand from your question, and I am sure we can make you comfortable by giving you a relatable answer, is that, you know, our cost remains the same. You know, we do not have a raw material cost. We do not have any plant and machinery. It is the fixed cost which is there. For example, the rentals which we have, the manpower which we have, the overheads which we have. So those remain the same. So when, you know, the expenses remain the same, and in the second half, the business increases, hence the profitability, the margins also increase, which positively affects the entire balance sheet.
Yeah. Got it. Got it. Yeah, I just have one last question. So when you say order book, right? So generally the order book, how long it will take to execute the order book? Like, what I'm asking is like, let's say if I'm planning for an event, how long before that event you generally talk to people and get that on your order book?
You know, the order book can vary. You know, we may the two orders which we have reported to the exchange, one is already executed. Today is the checkout in these, and the other one is going to check in on 13th of December. So what I'm all this is you know, on a case-to-case basis. Currently, we have confirmed orders for February also. We've got confirmed order for March also. So it could be a month away, or it could be as long as 3.5 months away also.
Yeah. I have one question then. So I have seen in the presentation that you guys have posted. So there are about 79+ events that you have done in the first half of the year. So whenever you get an order, so I'm assuming these are like 79 separate orders or the 79 separate events. So like from the time you guys have entered the IPO and started posting about your orders, then there aren't many orders that you guys have like reported to the exchange. So generally, do we report all the orders we get, or is it just the huge orders?
No. You know, we received any marquee order, maybe, you know, volumetric-wise, maybe visibility-wise, then only we would, you know, intimate the exchange. You know, for example, one order was a huge order, was 22 crore. We decided to, you know, intimate the exchange. Now, there is another order of 6-7 crore, which is relatively half of the earlier, you know, number order which we had reported to the exchange. But it was a marquee thing because it had just about 110 or 120 people. So, you know, so if there is something which is unique, then only we would want to intimate the exchange. If there is a new industry which we get empaneled with, or we have picked up the order, then only we would do it at a later date. There are a couple of things which we are in under pipeline of closing, or we have closed, which we have not reported to the exchange. We would do that. Not all the businesses are reported to the exchange, just to give you the answers.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much. I mean, like, you have posted a great set of numbers and all the best, and looking forward to stay invested in this company.
Thank you. We appreciate the trust given by you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Jinesh Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and many congratulations to Bhatiaji and entire team for posting excellent set of numbers. So my question is, what is the current availability of working capital the company has post IPO?
Ravi, aap iska jawab de denge, please.
Yes, sir. So, good evening, sir.
So, what is the current working capital availability the company have post IPO?
Sir, we have working capital more than 50 crore.
50 crore.
You can see the reason. 50 crore plus.
Okay. And what was the working capital company has in last H1, last financial year?
Last financial year, it was 30 crore around, sir.
How much?
It was around 30 crore.
30 crore. So my question is, I mean, we are not getting forward-looking statement due to some constraint from the management side. So suppose if the company wants to, let's say, do the revenue of 1,000 crore, what is the minimum working capital the company requirement could have?
Shah Sahab, I would answer this question. You know, there is no set formula because, you know, we have different payment terms for different clients. Some international businesses have a different set of rules. Some domestic have different. We are getting into weddings, and we would soon inform the exchange. Wedding billing and payment patterns are different. So there is no set formula to say that, for example, for 1,000 crores, we would need so much money. But currently, our working capital position is at a comfortable state, and we do not see any roadblock in terms of working capital. Our growth, current year growth plan are under control, and we do not see any roadblock there.
So, sir, last time the H2 contributed close to 80% of total revenue.
Yes.
So, almost the H2 was 4 times higher than H1. So, is this a pattern of last 2-3 years, and we can expect this similar kind of pattern this year as well as coming years?
Shah Sahab, I like you rightly said, I cannot make a forward-looking statement, but ek industry ki history, jo past 3-4 saal ka pattern aapke paas hai, wo hi hota hai. Matlab, you know, this is how the industry works. But I cannot commit to you, but I can say that pichli pehle yahi hota tha. और इस साल की ऑर्डर बुक हमारी बहुत अच्छी लग रही है।
ओके सर, यू मेंशन इन योर पीपीटी दैट यू हैव मैनेज 38 प्लस लोकेशन, सो आई जस्ट वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ वी गेट द आरएफक्यू एंड डू वी हैव एनी लिमिटेशन इन टर्म्स ऑफ मैनेजिंग दिस लोकेशन एंड दैट इज व्हाई वी मे बी लूजिंग सम ऑफ द ऑर्डर और इट्स नॉट द केस।
नो, यू नो, just to give you one answer first, is that we do not have any limitations, you know. For example, we have picked up a business for Peru. Now, Peru is a difficult but a different kind of a location. Not many corporates wish to travel half of the globe to see Machu Picchu and do their R&R, rewards and recognition there. So we we do not have any physical limitation that we cannot do business in North America, we cannot do a cruise, or we cannot do Africa. We that way there is no problem. Now how we get the RFQs is that we get empaneled with corporates and as and when we get empaneled, we get RFQs from them, and we need to work upon those RFQs and kind of be the lowest bidder and at the same time give them a better concept than the competitors. Once our concepts, our itineraries, our designs, et cetera, are liked by the customer and we are in a good pricing position, then the businesses are confirmed to us.
Understood. Sir, while doing the RFQ bidding process, what is the EBITDA level we fix at the time of bidding? Do we have any range like that between less than 10% we won't bid for any project or something like that?
Shah Saab, it is not that way. We want to pick up the business which gives us, of course, assured profit. There is no formula which is fixed that we would work on this margin only. Somewhere you make little more money, somewhere you make little less money. It is not that we are only running for numbers. We may get 2,000 people for Thailand and we may get less aggressive in terms of costing. We may want to pick up something in Europe, which is just for 200 people, which has equal amount of volume. There is no set formula. You never know. We may be very aggressive in one month. We may be less aggressive in the other month. We may be aggressive in domestic. We may be less aggressive in international. There is no proper yardstick. In domestic, we make more profit in terms of the percentage. In the domestic businesses, much easier than the international business. It varies from a case-to-case basis, but there is no set formula.
Understood. Sir, right now the crude prices are going down continuously last two, 3 months. What I understood is flight tickets is also one of the key contributors in terms of our total revenue or total order. Are we getting in terms of any competitive advantage in terms of flight booking nowadays as compared to 3 to 4 months back?
Not really. I would not see any impact of reduction in crude oil in terms of air ticket business. Having said that, it does not matter really. Our profitability, when we pick up the business, we have a fixed cost of airlines. For us, it does not matter if the cost of the ticket is 2,000 rupees more or 2,000 rupees less. We hedge our risks, and we quote the figure, and it does not come of any use on the ground end of the day for us.
Sir, there is another listed player in the same segment, that is Alicon. Could you please elaborate how MAC Conferences differentiate between to the Alicon, please?
Mr. Shah, I cannot talk about the other gentleman, other company. All I can say is that I've heard about the company. They are also into event, but I do not know much about them.
Okay. Sir, whom do you consider your major competitors in India?
I will not name it, but all the big ones you can think of, all the big ones, the multinational companies, we compete with them. Maybe I hope I'm not doing anything wrong by taking the name. Maybe it is Thomas Cook, maybe it is SOTZ, maybe it is Make My Trip, maybe it is Ease My Trip, it could be Ebix. All these kind of companies are our competitors. And I can proudly state that we are one of the leading players in the MICE industry in terms of the Indian companies. I think we are the only company which is only into MICE, which has been listed, and we are one of the leading ones in India.
Okay. Sir, we are going to open an office in Northeast side, that is in Kolkata. I just wanted to understand, can you elaborate the geographic wise, what is our revenue mix, how much we get from North, West or South?
You know, currently, our West is heavier than North, understandably, because West Mumbai has it is the financial capital of India, so hence a majority business comes from there. But we also have from North. It is not that we did not have business from East or South, but East is a very a different market. You need to be approachable, companies we wanted to have our physical presence. We didn't want our leaders to fly from Mumbai or from Delhi. We wanted to be physically present there, and in times to come, we are already in panel with 4 or 5 companies. These companies have MICE business of crores, and the intent is to start having a piece of the pie and later on build on upon it.
Sir, I also think that your major business is coming from insurance company and chemical, but I surprised that you haven't received any MICE big order from IT or IT. So are we planning to expand this as a new segment, or are we seeing any opportunity in IT or ITES business?
There is a IT company, a big one in Noida, very, very big company. We've done their leadership program in, we had a buyout of ITC Grand Bharat, which is in Manesar. We had taken the entire property of 110 rooms. This happened last week. We have multiple businesses every year. So we do not report all the businesses to exchange, and the PPT which you have seen, it cannot physically have all the details. But having said that, the ITES industry has a limited opportunities in terms of MICE business. We have entered into the cement industry, which has huge volumes, we are in process of getting in panel with one of the biggest players of cement industry, once that happens, we would our intent is to penetrate deeper into the cement industry. But IT has limited business, and we do not have our forte.
Okay. Sir, can you also give some split in revenue, how much you get from insurance, chemicals, segment-wise, if you have that data?
No, I will not have this data handy with me. But perhaps this is a homework for us. Next call, we will keep this data handy.
Okay. And sir, you are not giving any order book guidance, but I want to understand by when, what, looking at the business opportunity India, the MICE has. I don't know, I also have this question to ask to you, what is the opportunity size in India? But again, can you please give us a ballpark number by when the companies aspire to reach revenue, let's say 2,000 crore or 5,000 crore in next 2, 3 years, 4, 5 years or 10 years?
Mr. Shah, I have my limitations. I cannot give you a time frame. But what I can say that, you know, times have changed. You know, what has happened? People do not want to have cash payout from the parent companies. For example, a cement company, insurance or banking company cannot pay people, incentivize them because of various factors including tax issues. And after COVID, the perception of the entire world has changed. People live for today. People do not want to save for tomorrow. And you know the kind of travel which has started after COVID. Before COVID also there was steady growth, but after COVID there is a phenomenal growth. Nobody, you know, none of the airlines is available. Hotels have jacked up their prices by 4 times. You know, the industry looks good. The only issue which we had was that we had limitation in terms of working capital. Because we need to give lot of credit to the cooperatives. It's not that they want credit. It is just that they are A-plus lister companies. They have set processes. Today, I pick up a business of 10 crores. I need to pay to the airline and the hotel the same very evening. And I cannot do it if I have crores in my account. If I pick up a business of 10 crore, I have to make 5 crore payment the same evening. And there have been times when, you know, the money was a handicap for us. So now with the IPO, we can, you know, grow in terms of size and revenue and profit, because we know that we have funds available. Once we have funds available, there is no cost of funds. The interest part is saved because we used to take money from banks, and there is a cost of money also. So currently there is no reason for us to worry about it, because we have to just look at execution. Money bit and the talent bit is kind of taken care of.
Okay. Sir, what is our market share in MICE industry in India? If you have any idea or can give some ballpark numbers.
Sir, I would not have a number because, you know, all these big companies I named, they do not have a bifurcation of the MICE business. One of their vertical is MICE business. They have their forex department, they have their outbound department, inbound department, their fixed departures. So I will not have the numbers, but in terms of Indian companies, we are one of the leaders, if not number one, maybe we are number two, or we are number one. I do not have the data, but we are one of the strongest players in the industry.
Sir, I could see from your PPT you have a team.
So the line for the current participant has been dropped. We'll move on to the next question. The next question comes from Krish Ahuja from Visionary Investment Solutions. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Ahuja.
Sir, how are you?
Good. Thank you, Mr. Ahuja. Thank you.
Yeah, sir. So firstly, congratulations on the great numbers, sir. Sir, my question is, like currently you forayed into cement industry and you said huge volumes are coming from it and a good future outlook is present there, sir. Sir, what other industries can we look at in the next two or three quarters or in the next year?
Like we stated, there are some steel companies, the TMT companies. There are some computer hardware companies. There are wood ply companies. There are other car companies which we are trying to penetrate into. What we are intent is that we want repeat business and huge volumes because we have buying power. We have one of the best deals from hotels. We have best deals from the airlines. We have access to working capital now. The intent is to pick up bigger businesses and get into various other industries. The process is currently on. This is the detail right now which I can share with you.
Sir, one more question. Sir, you in the Zoom meet which happened earlier the past month when we got some orders, sir, you said that we don't require new physical offices like some person asked there in Nepal, Bhutan, I guess. Sir, now you have opened an office in Calcutta. Sir, what's the main purpose of that if we can scale up without a physical office?
No. I do not need offices in Nepal and Bhutan currently, and I would still say the same statement. For example, I get business for Switzerland. I do not need an office there. I would book the hotels directly. I will book a transporter. I'll get the F&B guys from there. I would not need a physical office there. Similarly, maybe Nepal or Bhutan. Why I need a physical office in Calcutta is that I need to service my corporates, my clients. Now, if there is a ply company which has a business to Thailand, if I pick it up, then I do not need office in Thailand. The client gets little more comfortable ki ye physically available hai, Calcutta ke andar hai, thoda language issues bhi nahi hai aur thoda approachable hai. To in sab cheezon ko dekhte hue, haan ji haan ji, wo thoda sa comfort ho jata hai kyunki you have a requirement where somebody says that yaar kal subah tu office aa ja, I need to discuss something important. Physically it becomes little more feasible and people are more approachable. This is the reason we needed the office in Calcutta.
जी सर, पर्सनल टच मिल जाता है मतलब बेसिकली.
हाँ जी हाँ जी हाँ जी हाँ.
हाँ सर, थैंक यू सर, आपने टाइम दिया. सर, आपसे मिलने का एक जरूर बड़ा एक मन है, अगर कभी टाइम मिले तो जरूर मिलेंगे आपसे.
थैंक यू जी, आप जब बोलेंगे. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम ज्ञानेश्वर तावरे फ्रॉम डीटी इन्वेस्टमेंट. प्लीज गो अहेड.
गुड इवनिंग आहुजा सर. First of all, congratulations on excellent numbers and Calcutta office being open. And also, I'm very happy to see that you are trying to be very modest, even though the order book and the future seems to be very bright. And that's a good part. It seems like you are like almost debt-free company and now have access to the working capital. So apart from the orders, what will drive the revenue growth in future? Is it like the number of people or some extra? You did mention that you don't need much raw material assets, but still, is there any extra assets, tents, conferences, team, anything apart from that? And then one more thing, you did mention about the number of count, 80 employees. Does that include the Calcutta office? Or you need to increase employee count out there.
Thank you, ji. Thank you for your compliment or your observation, which you said about me being modest.
Really love that,
thank
sir.
You. It It is the values given by my parents. Now, coming back to this, you know, our growth depends on the talent which we have and the talent which we intend to acquire. Because, you know, if we have more leaders, the leaders will be able to, you know, set up the teams under them. There will be new clients which would be brought in, and the servicing of those particular clients will be done by that leader and his team. Now, after the IPO, since our visibility has increased, since we are a listed company, our access to the talent has increased. You know, people are more confident in joining a limited company versus a private limited company. And we are also getting more aggressive because we do not want to worry too much about the working capital since we have access to money. We can pick up businesses. And so this is primarily two reasons which will enable us to, you know, grow the business in future. And the 7980 number includes the Calcutta team. And we've already taken the number into account. The idea is to hire two or three leaders in next 2-3 months. But we would like to go slow because we do not want our profit margins to be hit. It'll help us. We'll get better control if we grow slowly rather than, you know, growing exponentially.
Okay. And one more thing, like, do you need really any kind of contract labors? And if so, like, what will be the ratio of contract labors or contract hirings versus the permanent employees in your organization, in our organization?
You know, we do not have any need for contract labor. Now, for example, if we operate a group in Goa, we need to do a stage setup, sound setup, and some decor. We would give it to a local vendor. That local vendor will get his team and take care of it. As far as we are concerned, our team will be physically present and they would travel from Delhi, from Mumbai, or maybe Calcutta. And they would, you know, kind of make sure that the vendors deliver. But we do not have any requirement of contract, you know, manpower. We do not, practice the requirement. You know, we do not want temporary staff to travel on the group. We do not want any temporary tour managers. We have developed the talent inside our company. We've got young boys and girls who travel with the group, and hence we do not need any contract labor.
Okay. That's good to know. So mainly you have the core team with skilled marketing and sales as well included.
Yes.
You don't need any extra like working labor kind of employees.
No.
Okay, that's really good to know. Yeah, thank you. You have a good day and wish the best for the company. Thank you.
Thank you for the trust put in us.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mitresh Singh, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello and good evening, Mr. Ahuja, and congratulations for fantastic numbers. So my question is, like, I'm based in Delhi NCR, so I keep on seeing these events being happening on a regular basis. Like last month, we had the Delhi Dosanjh concert, and this month we have the Shreya Ghoshal concert followed later by the Hariharan concert. So is NCL getting into such events in the entertainment industry? Is entertainment industry one of your focus target segments of business, considering the huge crowds and the marquee events and the prestige it involves?
You know, we do not aspire to become event managers who organize these kind of ticketed shows, because these are all ticketed shows where you know, crores are spent for sourcing of the artists, and then venues, and then some sponsorship, and then you sell the tickets. It is a different vertical altogether, and we do not have expertise to it, and we do not aspire to become a company, because you know, A, we do not have any expertise. B, I feel that it is a very risky proposition. You know, what if the tickets don't get sold? You and me know about Daljeet Dosanjh's show because it did extremely well. But there are still hundreds of shows which happen pan-India which do not do well. And what we know is we know about the best and the biggest. So having said that, we do not have the expertise and we do not want to get into that.
Okay. And going on the same ahead, in the targeted segment industry, do you have something planned for, let's say, the green energy sector? The companies that do businesses in wind, solar, EV batteries, etc. Also the government, the public sector, because they generally have huge events, especially around Delhi and other major cities. So is that industry target segment for you?
You know, we generally deal with companies which have a good dealer base. So, yes, there is a battery company which we have got in panel some months back, but we've not been able to crack the business from them. I am not sure about the solar companies and other renewable energy companies, because we are currently looking at the dealer network or the distributor network or the companies which have you know, requirements of sending out their employees. As of now, we do not see any huge numbers from the new industry which you spoke about.
Okay, as of this year, from January to October of 2024, these 10 months, a lot of SME companies have got listed in NSE and BSE. So do you have some sort of a company strategy to tap into these new companies that are recently listing so that you can put forward your company's credentials so that you can gain maybe future business from them?
We haven't, you know, looked at that avenue. Maybe we could do it in near future. Having said that, you know, we need clients who are the biggest in their particular zone. So the SME companies which you were referring to, for example, if I talk about my conferences, maybe, you know, we are 80 people, we do not have a dealer base. So I do not see much business from SME companies. We need companies which have thousands of dealers. We need companies which has thousands of employees. And there is the business, and the paying capacity is also there. For example, if I need to spend 1 crore on my employees, I will never do that. Understandably, because I am an SME company. Initially, it used to be my money. It is shareholders' money now. Why would I spend that kind of a money? So I don't think so. SME is a industry where I can get business from.
Okay, under slide 10, major order highlights, I did not see anything planned or showcased for the year-ending activities. Generally, the Christmas season and the New Year's is supposed to be a major time for major events and others happening like this. So do you have anything in the calendar for tapping into the New Year season or the Christmas season?
No. You know, I have to correct you here. Whenever there is a Diwali, Holi, Karwa Chauth, New Year, Christmas, our business goes down because people do not travel on a corporate mission, or the dealers don't travel. People travel with their families, and we are not into B2C currently. Yes, we will get requirements. We will get queries. Get some FIT bookings, which is free individual travelers. The corporate business comes to a standstill whenever there is something of this nature.
Okay. My last question is, do you have any insights that despite such stellar performance and doubling of EBITDA and the PAT, why the share prices are tumbling and has gone below the IPO price?
You know, I wish I would have answered. I am myself looking for that answer, because but all I can say is that the general market is down. The situation, everybody, the entire market is into a bearish mode. Maybe that is the reason. But all I can say is that we are proud of the numbers which we've achieved, and we will continue to do a good job, similar in nature, or maybe even better.
Thank you very much, and wish you and your senior team all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Ji. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Amitji, first of all, thank you very much for holding the conference call. Second, sir, I want to thank you for doing a lot of meetings and interviews before the IPO. I heard a lot of your interviews, and you were extremely precise with your commentary all the interviews are very, very informative. So there was a lot of clarity which came about the business just listening to you. So thank you very much, sir. I wish other people also do a similar thing around the IPO. It was very, very good, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Congratulations, sir. Congratulations on excellent set of numbers, sir. And I hope that we continue to do even better in the future. One thing I would like to add. You mentioned that you can't disclose whatever. Yes, you can. SEBI allows all the companies to disclose their total order books. For example, all the EPC companies, they come out with order books. Any company which has an order book-based business, whether in services or in product business or in manufacturing, they are allowed to do that. And what you can do is you can give the order book as of yesterday. So it's no longer a forward-looking thing. In fact, many of the EPC companies, they actually disclose what they expect in terms of order inflows for the subsequent years. So even that is allowed. Revenue projections are, even that is allowed, because if you look at Infosys, they give proper guidance. So all this is allowed. You just need to, I guess, consult with your legal people. But order book disclosure is allowed. Like, vast majority of the companies do that. Still, sir, as and when you gain comfort in disclosing these numbers, please do share. I had a basic question on the sales and marketing side. So once you enter a particular industry and a particular customer, is it basically an annuity business where every year the customer will come to you, or you have to make fresh pitches every year? And what is the retention ratio? Because in your opening remarks, you said that you did miss out on certain business, some business. So can you please elaborate on that, in that aspect?
Okay. Now, thank you for the words of appreciation. Now, I will take your feedback, and I will speak to our merchant banker, if it is allowed, which I'm sure you would be aware. Then we would inform the exchange by middle of next week. Can I have your name again, please, so that we...
Sir, and it is a route, sir. In fact, aapko merchant banker se bhi pushne ki zarurat nahi. You can pick up, let's say, for example, L&T. L&T has disclosed its order book. If you look at any construction company, any company which has an order book, they can disclose. Now, some companies do it till the end. So, we are reporting for September. They will disclose as of end of September. Some companies will do, if we are having the conference call today, or if the result, let's say the result came out yesterday, they would do it one day before the result. That was the closing order book one day before the result. It is allowed. I mean, if you're disclosing it like that, it is perfectly allowed. SEBI specifically says that you can disclose. It's allowed, sir, but it's up to you. Many companies do not disclose it based on competitive reasons. That is also perfectly okay. But I just wanted to point it out to you, since you are like a very new, newly listed company. It's a common practice, and it is not against the law.
Sure, ji. I would come back to you. I've noted down your name. I'm sure we will have your contact details as and when we inform the exchange. And I triple check this. We will come back to you. My mind went somewhere else.
Sure, sir. You can. It's not just about me, sir. I'm pretty sure all the people in this who are attending the call, plus every investor who is a shareholder or not a shareholder, they would be interested in this. So you can just really make just a normal press release that our order book for like end of September or for we are midway through November. So you can say that this is our order book. So that would give some clarity. Again, sir, as for your comfort level, it is allowed. That is the only thing that I wanted to point out, because
I've got your point.
So my question was that, sir, on customer retention, is it like a given? Do you like, is the retention rate very high in your business?
I'll just tell you. You know, 20 years back, I got into insurance companies in Gurgaon. They had just ventured into the insurance business, and they were about 110 people or 117 people. We took their group to Jim Corbett. Now, the same company has thousands of employees right now, and it has thousands of agents. It is one of the leading insurance company, and they are still our clients. So, you know, in the business where we are, it is something like a wedding in your family. You know, if the event manager does not score 100 on 100 in that particular wedding, you will never give him the wedding the next time the wedding is there in your family. Now, you know, the customers which we have repeat business. Some have four conferences in a month. Some would have five conferences in a month. So, you know, we need to score 100 on 100 in order to be, you know, eligible for a bid next time. So, we have to do well, and it is like a board exam for us. And thankfully, we are able to, hold on to our customers. The customers which we had 20 years back are still with us. And in fact, in our business, the word of mouth also travels. The good things also travel, and the negative also travel. If we mess up somewhere in one particular company, everybody is friends with the other company. So everybody comes to know about it. So hence, we have to retain the customer. Hence, we have to do well so that, you know, we can have a repeat customer.
Right, sir. Sir, ek aur question mujhe ye pucha tha. So I'll here ask the question based on the FY24 numbers. So you did 237 crores and there was a 68% growth. So isme sir existing customer ka contribution kitna tha? I mean existing customer jaise ye aapki insurance company hai, unka YOY spending kitna bada and completely new customers kitne the? Is there any like rough idea that you can give? जो एग्जिस्टिंग हमारे रिटेन कस्टमर हैं वो हर साल अपना स्पेंडिंग कितने से बढ़ा रहे हैं?
यू नो मेरे पास वो नंबर नहीं होगा हैंडी, बट जस्ट अ बॉल पार्क फिगर, मे बी आउट ऑफ द 119 जस्ट अबाउट 20% वुड बी न्यू कस्टमर्स, मे बी आई कुड बी रॉन्ग. रिमेनिंग वुड बी द ओल्ड कस्टमर, फ्यू बिजनेसेस वी वुड हैव यू नो added, few conferences we would have missed last year, we would have been able to add, but say about 20% is going to be new customers in the last 6 months. Having said that, there is an order book which is there. Perhaps I can share with you, since you've been so sure about the forward-looking statement. We picked up two huge weddings also. Numbers I will share with you later. We've got into weddings more aggressively this year. The total business which we have already received has a lot of old customers and volume from new customers also.
Excellent, sir. Sir, my next question is on the margin side. Jaise aapne ek question ke answer mein bhi bola ki aapka business to fixed cost wala business hai. Especially for a particular year, aapka cost to fixed hi rehta hai. And jitna historical numbers maine aapke dekhe hain, jitna mujhe access hai, usme aapke slowly and steadily margins badhte ja rahe hain jaise jaise scale badh raha hai. So sir, is there an upper limit to the margins? I mean, for example, if I look at the entire year margin, full year margins, so abhi you are, let's say, around 15% EBITDA margins excluding other income. So is there a situation where if you cross, like, let's say, if you approach 1,000 crores, can this 15% become 20%, or that is too unrealistic to expect?
Not really. God bless, if we become 1,000 crores, we will... We have much better buying power than what we have currently. The hotels will negotiate better. In that scenario, it is wishful thinking. The only cost which will increase is going to be, of course, the office, perhaps for the business of that scale, we would need 10,000 square feet, another plate. We would need more people. We would need more leaders. There'll be more overheads towards the this thing. The compliance which we will do, we will have more people in HR, more people in accounts. So apart from that, there is no other cost which is needed. Because with the coming of the funds from IPO, we have access to money which has no cost of money. So hence there'll be a win-win position now. Having said that, 1,000 crores is a wishful number. We hope to achieve it, but we will look at our past 6 months performance, which you are aware of.
I understand, sir. So one final question, sir. Your business seems very profitable. Again, based on the historic numbers that at least I have access to, and you said 20 saal pehle aapne start kiya tha, toh aapne bahut saare cycles bhi dekhe hain. So कभी जब corporate slowdown hota hai, because this is discretionary spending. So for example, during the Lehman crisis, 2008 wala jo slowdown tha. So usme aapne kya notice kiya tha, sir? Was there a slowdown in discretionary corporate spending on their dealer network, on these incentives? Yeah, was the business or the idea significantly smaller that time, so you did not notice any slowdown during 2008-9?
You know, 2008-9, we did not have any drop. Of course, we were very small company then. We have seen steady growth from the first year, apart from the two bloodshed years of COVID. We've never seen a drop. Now, you know, I would politely differ here. You know, when company ka samaan nahi bikta, maal nahi bikti, insurance nahi bikta, financial season nahi milti, payment nahi bikta, to company aur incentivize karti hai. आप समझ रहे हैं? क्योंकि 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 उनको और इंसेंटिव देना है, ताकि वो आपको एज अ डीलर या मेरे को एज अ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर और मोटिवेट कर सके कि मैं और मेहनत करूं और फिर मैं बैंकॉक जाऊं. तो ये इसीलिए ये बिजनेस हमेशा नॉर्थ में जाता है. और एक ही रीजन है जो हमने अभी तक डाउनफॉल देखा है, वो अनफॉर्चुनेट कोविड के इयर्स थे, वरना एवरीथिंग लुक्स वेरी वेल ऑन द ट्रैक टूवर्ड ग्रोथ.
अमित जी, आप कह रहे हैं कि आप B2C में भी जाएंगे, आपने IPO के टाइम में भी कहा था कि दैट इज समथिंग दैट यू आर वर्किंग टूवर्ड्स. B2C में जितनी कंपनियां हैं, दे डोंट शेयर योर इकोनॉमिक्स. आई मीन, यू आर कैश जनरेटिंग, यू आर प्रॉफिटेबल. As you said, you are kind of recession proof. But B2C, mein, most of the companies, at least the portals, make losses. Not very good past performance based on like pure profitability or cash generation. So what kind of capital are you willing to deploy there? And usme aap loss lene pehle, I mean, mujhe lagta nahi ki aap aise hain ki aap koi business loss ke liye jataenge, just to get sense. So I was just wondering, what is your thought process there?
ये लिखे मैं बताता हूँ. आपने बिल्कुल ठीक बोला, जो आपने बोला ना कि आपको लगता है कि मैं पैसा बर्न नहीं करूंगा, बिल्कुल ठीक बात है. ये पैसा हमने बहुत हम्बल बैकग्राउंड से आकर के ये पैसा जनरेट किया है. IPO आया, सब कुछ हुआ. दी पॉइंट इज नॉट टू बर्न मनी. आप जिन कंपनीज के बारे में बात कर रहे हैं, वो वैल्यूएशन की गेम में है. हम वैल्यूएशन की गेम में नहीं है, पैसा कमाने की गेम में है. बिकॉज अभी सिनेरियो क्या है, फॉर द लास्ट 20 ईयर्स वी हैव एक्सेस टू आवर एग्जिस्टिंग कस्टमर्स. यू नो, फॉर एग्जाम्पल, मे बी अ लैक ऑफ पीपल ट्रेवल विद अस एवरी ईयर. अब ये जो 1 लाख लोग ट्रेवल करते हैं, वो मैक कॉन्फ्रेंसेस का नाम जानते हैं. सबको पता है कि क्रिसमस आ रही है, सबको पता है कि भाई लॉन्ग हॉलीडेज आ रहे हैं, एक्सटेंडेड वीकेंड आ रहा है, क्रिसमस आ रहा है, न्यू ईयर आ रहा है. सब लोगों ने अपनी छुट्टी प्लान करनी है. वी विश टू माइग्रेट दीज पीपल फ्रॉम अ नॉर्मल एप विच वी डेवलप फॉर अ पर्टिकुलर कॉन्फ्रेंस टू आर बुक माई यात्रा ऐप एंड पुट परहैप्स द टिकट ऑन दैट ऐप, पुट यू नो वीजा इंश्योरेंस ऑन दैट ऐप एंड ट्राई एंड ल्यूर पीपल टू यू नो यूज दैट ऐप for their existing holidays.
Right.
Since we will be very bottom light, we will not be bottom heavy, we will not have any marketing or very minimal marketing expenses, we will not burn money, we will be able to still make money out of it. You know, for example, if a hotel is booked, it is not that the hotel does not give you commission. It is not that you do not make money. You make 100, you make 10% as hotel commission. If you pre-blog, you may get 15% also. But I very frankly do not know about these companies, but I will not be here to, you know, create a valuation and then my balance sheet takes a hit. And then I am going very slowly right now because I do not want my 31st March numbers to be hit, you know.
Right.
Maybe I want to go gradually. I want to, grow steadily. Because, we are doing extremely well. The 30th September numbers are visible. 68% growth and 97% PAT growth is a phenomenal growth. So why would I like to, burn money and compromise on the existing, profits which we have?
Very true, sir. Thank you for answering all the questions, sir. I wish you all the best. I am also perplexed why the share price has fallen so much. But I'm pretty sure sooner or later it will recover, sir.
इस बात का मेरे पास जवाब नहीं है, बाकी सब बातों का जवाब है मेरे पास।
सर कोई लॉकिंग वॉकिंग का कुछ चक्कर तो नहीं है? आर देयर एनी पीपल हु लाइक इज देयर अ लॉकिंग व्हिच इज एंडिंग और लाइक सम समथिंग लाइक दैट? आई मीन यू हैव द बेन पोस्ट सो यू वुड बी नोइंग हु ऑल आर सेलिंग. You can let that way figure out, but it's okay, sir. I'm pretty sure it will recover. It's perfectly fine. Operating performance is much more important. Sir, thank you very much, sir. It was a pleasure interacting with you, sir. All the best.
Thank you, Ji. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Shyam, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi sir, very good evening. Thank you for hosting. It's a pleasure being a shareholder and seeing your numbers. So, great work on that. And I just wanted to understand, as one of my fellow investors highlighted earlier on the order book. So I'd like to just stick on that point, and it's like, if you can disclose, and also there is one challenge, while disclosing few of the orders, people as a shareholder, I'm part of your community. So they do think that these are the only orders that the company has. So either go with disclosing the entire order flows or the order book, without naming the client, obviously, basis as to your comfort. Otherwise, not disclosing, that can be one policy. Just sitting in between actually confuses. So that was one suggestion. Yeah. Second, my question was exactly on the industry, so how are we arranging for more leads? I understand your industry, cement, paints, furniture, which are the traditional and dealer distributor heavy clients. So how are we approaching new clients and how are we leveraging our network?
We are hiring new talent which would get us inroads to new corporates. B, like I said, since we had a limitation with working capital before IPO, we were at times not very aggressive with some particular business. Maybe our credit was high that particular month. Maybe, the markup was a little less and the cost of money was impacting our net profit. So our current customers also, which we have been servicing or have been adding for last 20 years, also have lot of business, lot of potential, which would increase our kitty from last year. So, A, we will like to cement our existence in the current customers and also acquire new ones by acquiring new talent and letting them form their own individual teams. One of the examples is the setting up of Calcutta office. So this is the answer to the question.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And if you can just take a note of that first suggestion, I think would be helpful. Yeah.
Yes, please. We have taken the note.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ji.
Thank you. The next question comes from Abhishek Garg, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Abhishek, sir, may we request to use the handset, please?
Yes, sure. Is it better now?
Yes, please.
Yeah, congratulations, sir, on a great set of numbers.
I just wanted to understand the fluctuations in the margin a little better. So on H1 last year, we had 9% EBITDA margin, which moved to 18% in H2. What is the reason for such a drastic change in EBITDA margins over H1 and H2?
You know, like I said earlier, since we have fixed cost virtually throughout the year, when the business increases in the H2, the costs, the expenses remain the same. So if the expenses remain the same equal to the first half, then of course, more orders are executed, more business is booked, and hence the EBITDA increases.
Sir, just to understand this better, right? Let's say if I take an example of someone is giving an order for, let's say, a particular conference or something, right? So there, let's say if it's a 20 crore order, right? In that order, when you maybe, let's say, book flight tickets and the hotel tickets, that would be a part of your cost, right? Or is it, or the accounting happens in a different way? I mean, if that is a part of your cost, then your gross margin will still like should not move a lot between H1 and H2.
When we quote a figure to the customer, we quote a per person figure that is booked on a turnkey basis, which means that a per person cost which takes care of the hotel, the airlines, the travel, the meals, the liquor, the event. So we do not bifurcate our, revenue. It is primarily done by the ticketing companies. They have a way of showing their commission income as the income. So here we use the figures of the invoice, which is a lump sum turnkey basis figure.
And then the cost of all of these different items will become a part of your cost, right?
Yes.
So, sorry, that is exactly my question, sir. In that case, your EBITDA margin should not hover a lot, right? Because you will have fixed expenses for sure, but at a gross margin level, right? The number should more or less be steady between H1 and H2. And I see that that has also changed last year.
No. For example, if I have expense of 1 crore per month and I make a profit of 5 crores gross margin every month, and if the business increases and the gross margin increases to 10 crores, then the gap also increases. Of course, the cost will increase, but when the business increases and the profit increases, the expenses remain the same. So the gap increases, hence the EBITDA margin of the second half becomes much heavier than the first half.
But at a gross margin level, they will still be the same, right?
Yes,
the margin will be same.
Yes, individually, each business would remain the same, but when you accumulate that in a monthly format or a half yearly format, the gross margin will increase for that particular half year. Individually, the invoice will not increase. For example, if every invoice I'm making 10% or 12 or 14 or 15, my profit will not go up to 20-25 there.
Okay, understood.
But when I do, for example, if I do 10 crore business in a month, with 1 crore as the expenses, overhead, that is salaries, rental, etc., my cost. So that will remain the same. So I can double my business or go 1.5 times also with the same salary input, with the same rental, same overheads, because I do not have any raw material cost.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, G.
Thank you. The next question comes from Jinesh Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. I see that we have increased team size to 79 to 80. That is our current team size. What was our team size last year, sir?
We were about 50-55, Shahzab on 31st of March.
Okay. And sir, if the company like aspire to have a revenue close to 1,000 crore, does this team size of 79-80 would be adequate or you need to ramp up the team further?
No, we will have to ramp up. You know, of course, leaders have to be brought in. There'll be more support staff which has to be hired. Support staff could be young boys and girls who would execute the file, who would travel with the groups. It would mean more people in accounts, more people in HR, more people in administration. So all that will increase.
Okay. And sir, do we have any metrics like for the company like us is aspiring for this kind of revenue? We should have a minimum team size like so and so much.
No metrics. There is no set formula. It will be difficult for me to calculate the metrics.
And the other point which I want to communicate to you, sir, the way one of the fellow investors told you that the order book which company has as on today, you are free to disclose to the SEBI through simple notice and you can communicate to the investor. Because the kind of business you are into, it is very important that the investor should know what is our current order book and how the companies aspire to grow further. Because that's the only metric the one should have to understand how the business is growing continuously. And
sure.
Thank you for the time and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Krish Ahuja from Visionary Investment Solutions. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. One question like I forgot to ask that time. Sir, one subsidiary company is also there known as Mac Films. So, sir, is there any development in that as well or is that separate
company? No. We have only one subsidiary company which is Mac Conventions Events Private Limited. Mac Films is not our subsidiary company.
Okay. So, thank you, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for trusting Mac Conferences. We've done in last 6 months. We hopefully will do well, phenomenally well in the current year and in times to come. We thank you for the trust you put in Mac Conferences and we look forward to a long association with you. Your feedbacks have been taken. The team has noted it and we shall, by middle of next week, come back to you with the order book numbers. And I'm sure you'll be happy to see those numbers. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking our time. I look forward to speaking to everyone again. Thank you, G. God bless everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Mac Conferences and Events, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.